Hi, this is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview was recorded live on the exhibit floor at the 2017 NAB Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. For all our NAB interviews, visit nabshowbuzz.com. And welcome back to the Digital Production Buzz at NAB. We're talking with Kevin Dugan. He's the product manager and director of a company called iMedia. And Kevin, it's good to see you today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, the last time you and I talked, which was BVE, 18 months ago, you were deeply involved with CatDV. You're wearing a new hat that says iMedia across the brim. What's happened?
Well, it's the journey that counts, I think, Larry.
That's the truth.
And in 2011, I was doing a show, and I was talking about asset management and the problems I've seen in deployment, and talking about the concepts and what we've needed to make, the sort of hoops we've been needing to make users jump through to, in order to get asset management to work at all. And quite frankly, in many places, asset management was getting in the way, and I went to people I've sold CatDV to or any other man, and they've abandoned the project because it's too much work. And then I was given, whilst I'm waving my hands and what have you, a big guy came up to me and he gave me a new problem. It was 100 seats of Final Cut 7 at the time, Harmonic Media Grid EVS, and I said, well, yeah, what's the gig? And it turned out to be the Olympics 2012. And he then presented me with a 60-page work document and said, these are the rules. And what have you got? And because my mind was starting to travel in different directions, I knew the approach of MAM could not be the one, because who wants to log in a fast-moving situation? So I had to go around and try and reinvent the whole approach. And we came up with something that became Focal Point Server. It's been running there successfully for 5 years. We've just moved to Premiere and various other applications. But the goal was to not get in the way, to deceive the user into giving me information, to do background processing to get what we need, because there's nothing wrong with a MAM or the approach. It's asking users to do too many. I basically believe if you ask them to do two clicks, that's one click too many. But we still need stuff,
yeah,
because we still need to manage files, we still need to get out to archive. But how are we going to track it? So basically my approach was to invert it. And if you look at actually how production works, we have pre-production, we have production, post-production, MAM's almost at the end of post-production, then we have delivery. So why am I trying to run my whole processes from way down the line? I need to get earlier into the process and pick up metadata. And I prefer to pick up metadata while it's hot from the people who know, as it moves through the process. It is a production line. So looking at those and thinking that way, and based on the success of the Olympics, and I did Rio for Fox as well last year, they got the proposition. We were very fortunate in that we won a large round of funding from the British government. God bless you. And essentially, I am now in a state of advanced development. We're 6 months into an 18-month project trying to bring the big idea to fruition. And essentially we're showing some of those new things that are coming out at the show today.
And what are you showing new at the show today?
Well, we're showing Focal Point Server, and we're showing some of the developments that have taken it to the cloud. Part of the project is we've teamed up with a data center partner for rocket scientists who know stuff about CEFs, object-based storage, replication, federated cloud, all the stuff where it's storage, but not as we know it. It's a totally different way of thinking about storage. My general take on it, and on a good day, I think I know what it is. On a better day, I don't know. I know I don't know what it is, because it's that sort of new. If you've ever used normal storage, it's like nothing else. The concepts are amazing. So we partnered up with them, and I keep asking stupid questions about, can we expand it? Can we do? How can we make it bigger? And we're looking at a subscription model. And if you go to a subscription model and people are downloading your product, it better be simple. And they better be able to turn it into something, a useful tool for themselves. Part of it back in the day of any MAM was the discussion about the schema. Keyword collections, and no one could decide. Everyone wanted more, and then there was too many. And if you don't know the keywords, how do you find things? So I stood all that on its head and tried to come up with a different approach. So it's easier to show and demonstrate than talk about. Because if you see it, you see how few steps it is. And people are scratching their heads. Well, what's it done? What's happening? So it's a fun demo.
And the product is called?
Focal Point Server.
And is it shipping now?
It's been shipping in one form for 5 years. And we've NBC, for instance, been using it for 5 years. And they've been happy with that. But based on the foundations of that, I've been able to, with the grant money, to develop and take it further. But good foundations can lead to good things.
So what have you got that's new in the product this year?
Well, it's basically we've moved everything into a browser. And we link up to our existing product, and it automatically comes up into the browser. What was key when I first showed the Focal Point vanilla, if you like, what people kept saying to me was, but where's the media? And I would say, well, open up the project, the media's there. And then they would go, but where's the media? And I say, well, it's in the media folder in your folder. And yeah, I get that, they say. And then they'd say again, where's the media? And what they were looking for was a presentation of the clips in a browser. And we've attained that, but I've done it in a different way because that's pretty banal. Everyone's done that. And we've hooked it into the cloud, and we've hooked it into Final Cut 10. We're the only ones I know of who can do sharing, true sharing, non-destructive collaboration with Final Cut 10. And we've been running that for 2 years. We've got a big project going on with 800 seats of Final Cut 10. And it's non-destructive. It goes through all the problems that you know about sharing libraries. We've solved them. So I was just having a chat with Sam about the jellyfish. So he's waiting over there. We'll go and buy the booth in a minute. See if it works. See if I can satisfy him. So lots of good stuff. And
who's the Focal Point server designed for? Is it the enterprise? Is it you have to be an NBC to use it?
They appreciate it because they have many, many freelancers coming through the door. And really, it's a rule-based engine. And they appreciate it because it does the job for them. The BBC do. They've looked at other things, but this, the simplicity of the approach and the results they get from it is what they're looking for. But everybody needs a little bit of organization in their life. We did another project with a lot of digital people, graphic artists. Their desktop's their filing system. They named stuff funky, and we had to tame them in some ways. And we were successful in that because it just felt natural. I only want people to do steps that they would normally do. I don't want to add to the workload. I just want to hook into it.
And for people that want to learn more about Focal Point Server, where can they go on the web?
FocalPointServer.com.
That's all one word, F-O-C-A-L, Focal Point, P-O-I-N-T, Server, S-E-R-V-E-R.com. And Kevin Dugan is the product manager and director for iMedia, which makes Focal Point Server. Kevin, thanks for joining us
today. Thank you very much, Larry.
Have a great show.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.